the Experience Bros radio show. They say knowledge is power, and that's the full extent of my knowledge on this topic.
Well, when you think about how much knowledge your employees have, whether that's the unique recipe behind your famous treats at the local cafe, or that special sauce you use for programming your startup tech company, what you impart on your employees, that knowledge can determine the fate of your entire enterprise. We brought in our expert guest, Hillel Presser from the Presser firm. You can find them at assetprotectionattorneys.com, talking about what that privileged information that you're passing on to your employees. Hillel, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks for having me today, guys.
Well, very, very nice to have you along now. Hillel, an interesting concept. We've talked about it a lot here on the show. Seems that the higher up a person goes up the corporate ladder, the further removed they are from the point of sale, if you will, the customer themselves. And yet I don't know very many businesses that can survive without solid interaction with their customers. So are there ways that an employer can maybe screen or judge a prospective employee's integrity without having to hang them up by their heels and shake them down a little bit?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, when you're interviewing people, you know, hopefully you're asking them the right questions. Hopefully you're calling the references, reviewing the recommendations, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, take the extra few steps, you know, put them through the background check. You know, try and do it right from the beginning and hire someone that you think, you know, can achieve things and accomplish things with your firm long term. You know, once you have the right employee, I think it's very important to hold people accountable. You know, pick one person that you really trust, you know, that's going to, you know, hold on to the information regarding the trade secrets and the passwords and the things of that nature. You know, if everybody in the firm or the business has them, you know, everybody's going to be pointing the finger. So, you know, make sure that certainly, you know, you hold the one person accountable. And then you can never be too safe. I mean, you should always put together confidentiality agreements, you know, non-solicit agreements, you know, legal documents that will really hold an employee accountable, you know, should they decide, you know, to go down the wrong path.
You know, I think there's a lot of resources out there to make sure that before we hire them, to make sure that we're being, you know, safe in that new hire. But we often sometimes have to share some real, you know, sensitive information with our employees, and getting that information in the wrong hands can sometimes be a little disastrous. So can you give us some advice for how business owners can protect their valuable information?
Sure. Well, first of all, you want to protect your valuable information, you know, from both employees and outside sources. So in regards to outside sources, I'm referring to creditors, lawsuits, you know, anybody who can come after any asset and your intellectual property or trade secrets, certainly are probably one of your, you know, most valuable assets. So first you want to make sure they're titled correctly. You know, don't keep your domains, your phone numbers, everything like that in the name of your business. Maybe set up separate LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts, you know, different business entities that can shield these valuable assets, although intangible, from outside, you know, predatory threats and creditors. In regard to inside threats, again, you know, you got to make sure that one person and one person only is held accountable. You know, that way, God forbid any of the information gets out, well, you know where the leak is, you know where to point the figure. What I see in so many different organizations is that everybody has access to all the information, and you have 25 people saying, hey, I don't know what happened. You know, pick that one employee that you trust, you know, let them hold the confidential information and certainly hold them accountable and hold their feet to the ground.
You know, I think, you know, a lot of times we want to be transparent. There's this big thing about that transparency thing, and I think where it probably often comes into play, Hillel, is when it's a family business, because, you know, husbands and wives and sons and daughters and uncles and aunts, everybody's...
Well, that's got to be the safest environment, right?
the safest or the most vulnerable. You know, when it comes to family businesses, you really have to look at it from two different aspects. Number one is, it's hard to hold that one person accountable because now there's emotion involved. You know, it's not just professional, it's not just employees, it's not just work. You know, now you're running with emotion. So to tell one son or daughter or nephew or niece that they're going to get the information, but the other one isn't, that other one isn't going to be happy. So now you have to play on emotions. Second of all, family businesses might have been started generations before, the current owner or current family employees. So the longer ago it was started, the more of a chance it probably wasn't structured correctly from the beginning. So you really have to go back and see, how is the business structured? Is it a corporation? Is it an LLC? How is the intellectual property, the trademark, the domains, the phone numbers, how are they titled? How do we make sure that they're safe from, inside and outside threats?
I don't think anybody's ever even heard of or thought of titling domains and phone numbers and things like that, and this is brilliant information that we need to know. Talk a little bit about the how a business's legal protection tends to be altered when one goes into a partnership.
Well, when you go into a partnership, unfortunately, now you're responsible for the debts, liabilities, obligations, and actions of your partner. So you really never want to have a pure partnership as a business. An LLC or a limited partnership or a corporation, again, just depends on the business, might be far better. In regards to titling the assets, you never want to title any asset, whether it's tangible or intangible, to your operating business. That's because if somebody's sued, it's going to be your business. And if your business owns the phone numbers, the domains, and the machinery, equipment, or any other assets, those are assets that a creditor can take. Why not just set up a separate company to hold all of your assets, tangible and intangible, and simply lease them on a month-to-month basis to your operating business? That way, if the operating company is ever sued, whether it's because of your partner or anything else, there's nothing to take.
Would that be what's called a holding company?
Yeah, that could be a holding company. You could essentially sell the assets and lease them back. But yes, it would be with a holding company.
What a holding
company.
This
is fascinating.
That makes me sound bigger than I am.
Yeah, now you're doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Hillel Presser from the Presser Law Firm, protecting your assets and privileged information. Hillel, this has been absolutely fascinating, and I think this is something we could probably continue the conversation on. We would love to have you back
absolutely.
In the future. Can we get some contact information for our listeners from you today?
My pleasure. And what I'll do for your listeners, if they go to my website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, just fill out the contact us form and I'll send them complimentary copies of our latest best-selling books, no charge.
Oh, get it right now.
No charge.
AssetsProtectionAttorneys.com.
You got it.
That's it. And tell them Eric and Angel sent you from the Experience Pros Radio Show. Hello, we will have you back. This has been eye-opening for both Angel and I and for our listenership across the country. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day.